You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. It has been, as they say, a week. A meeting of the Federal Reserve, a little stock market agita, and most of all of us trying to figure out how to remedy the underlying defect in this economy. So let us figure out what is what as best as we possibly can. Lynette Lopez is at Business Insider. Anna Swanson is at the New York Times. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
So, now, Lynette, let me ask you this. We learned on Monday from the people who get to decide this stuff that the recession officially started in February, which we all kind of knew we were in one. Here's my question. With the caveat that the end of a recession does not mean the economy is good, it just means that things aren't getting worse anymore. Is it possible this recession is already over?
It's really hard to say. And I think we won't know until we see second quarter corporate earnings. I think that'll give us a bigger idea of the trouble we're in, of what corporations have had to do and any measures they think that they're going to have to take going forward. It's quite possible that COVID is going to change the demand picture going forward for the foreseeable future until there's a vaccine. That is what they're seeing in the Chinese economy, and they had a much harder lockdown than we did. So I'm waiting to see Q2 earnings and what companies have to say about demand to really get a better picture about how long this is going to last. I think that anybody who thinks that they know now off of what we're seeing is just has lost their mind, and I get it. I feel like I lost my mind too, but
yeah, that's a whole different thing. Well, Anna, let me put it to you then, with the caveat that if you answer this the wrong way, clearly you've lost your mind. What do you think?
Well, I can just go back to the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Right. That's a safe bet here in this situation. So he did say this week that April might be the bottom, but like Lynette cautions, it's really too early to know for certain. A lot of economists think that the recovery might have started in April or May. Kai, as you were saying, officially, recessions are over after the economy hits the bottom. Right. So the recession itself could be really short, but that doesn't mean the pain is going to be short. Even though things are improving, we can still be in pretty dire straits. You know, basically, it's like you dig a really, really deep hole, and then, you know, even if you're going up, you still might be underground. You still might be in a lot of pain. It depends on how you look at it.
Right. No, that's good. I like that analogy, actually. But let me ask you about Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed. They wrapped up a meeting this week. Powell came out on Wednesday, did his press conference, as he always does, and said a lot of things, one of which was, again, this phrase that he is worried about lasting damage to this economy. Do me a favor and make that real for people. What does that look like, lasting damage? Because that's a scary word.
He's talking about the end of small businesses, small, medium-sized businesses, Americans who get themselves in such a debt hole that they can't clog their way out, jobs that are lost forever. He's the reason why he is pressuring Congress to do more to give people aid to tide them over is so that they don't have to make even harder decisions that put us even a worse position and do permanent damage to the economy by simply disappearing people's livelihoods. I mean, it's quite possible.
Anna, what do you think? I mean, the other thing that Powell said was this recovery will be extraordinarily uncertain, which, I mean, so look, the stock market tanked the day after the Powell thing, and everybody was looking around saying, oh, man, Powell said mean things about the economy. But from where I sit, he was saying objectively real things about this economy.
Yeah, I have that impression too. I mean, I think the only certainty right now is that there is uncertainty and that, you know, nobody should be really confident about what direction this economy is heading. It depends a lot on what Congress decides to do about stimulating the economy in the coming months. It also depends a lot on what happens with coronavirus. You see Texas, California, and Florida all reporting the highest daily tallies of cases that they've seen yet. So, you know, the recovery is anywhere but certain and clear at this point.
Lynette, it's a little bit not fair to ask you this question until you've got 30 seconds to answer it. But I wonder, I want to talk to the protests and to the events on the streets of many cities in this country the past 2 weeks. Does it to you feel different?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you why it's different. It's because white people are out in the streets. There have been many protests over the murder of Black people at the hands of police, senseless murders. And usually it's mostly Black people on the street. But I think that the United States is seeing the fruits of desegregation in schools, and these young people, they're not taking it. They don't like it. And they're out in the streets. So that's the difference. And I love the energy.
Anna, same question to you. Mm-hmm. Feel different?
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I think that's right. It feels like a major shift in our society. You know, I mean, that doesn't mean that, you know, everywhere at all levels, people are feeling that way. I thought it was notable that Larry Kudlow, the top economic advisor this week, said, "I don't believe there is systemic racism in the United States." But I think for the vast majority of Americans, a majority of Americans, you know, things are changing.
It's pretty clear. Anna Swanson at The New York Times and Lynette Lopez at Business Insider. Thanks, you two. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.